I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was back on Capitol Hill today, defending the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. He told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee ending the war was the right thing to do and that the Biden administration inherited the timeline. Lawmakers pointed out officials pushed President Trump's deadline back. He also said intelligence assessments didn't expect the Afghan government to collapse within days before the last U.S. troops even left the country. Blinken said the international community will keep using sanctions as leverage on the Taliban.
The nature of the relationship that the Taliban would have with us or most other countries around the world will depend entirely on its conduct and actions, specifically with regard to freedom of travel, as well as to making good on its counterterrorism commitments, upholding basic rights of the Afghan people, not engaging in reprisals, et cetera. These are the things that not only we, but countries around the world are looking at.
Today, the Taliban's foreign minister promised not to allow militants to use Afghanistan as a safe haven for planning terror attacks. The Taliban aren't saying whether they'll allow elections or open up the government to other factions, women, or minorities, saying other countries should not meddle with Afghanistan's internal affairs. Back in the United States, a recall election today will decide whether the country's most populous state takes a conservative turn. Californians are voting now on whether Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will keep his job. Conservative radio host Larry Elder has emerged as the leading Republican challenger. The outcome could influence the 2022 midterms, since Democrats only hold a thin majority in Congress. We'll keep you updated on what happens with a live report from California tomorrow on Morning Rush. Four former Minneapolis officers involved in George Floyd's death pleaded not guilty to federal civil rights charges. Derek Chauvin, Tu Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King are all accused of violating Floyd's civil rights when Chauvin pinned Floyd to the ground by his neck for nearly 10 minutes. Earlier this year, Chauvin was convicted on state-level charges of murdering Floyd and was sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison. Tropical Storm Nicholas is dumping more than a foot of rain on communities along Texas's Gulf Coast, and half a million homes and businesses are without power. Nicholas made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane early this morning. It's since weakened, and it's also slowed down in the same areas devastated by Hurricane Harvey just 4 years ago. It's expected to head for Louisiana, where it could stall in an area already battered and soaked by Hurricane Ida. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.